السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، موز ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، اور سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، اللہ تعالیٰ فضل، ہز احسان، دیٹ ہی گیو اس دا اسٹرینتھ، ہی گیو اس دا ہمت ٹو ونس اگین گیدر فار دا مجلس آف ذکر. اور نیت مسٹ بی سولی دا پلیزر آف اللہ تعالیٰ، اینڈ آلسو اور عقیدہ اینڈ انڈرسٹینڈنگ آف دس مجلس آف ذکر مسٹ بی کریکٹ، that we must not consider it to be farz, wajib, we must not consider it to be sunnat being conducted in this particular fashion. Where we make a mistake is when we consider it farz, wajib, and then we start criticizing others who do not make zikr exactly in the same manner. Mashayikh have given different kinds of prescriptions in the light of the Quran and Sunnah for the ilaj and the cure of our nafs, the sicknesses of our nafs. So zikrullah plays a very, very important or a major role in this purification of our soul. So just as we have our darul ulooms, we have our kitabs, we have our different institutions, and we have the media now, so many different ways that we are propagating Islam, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia and no party considers his particular method as farz, wajib, or even sunnat if it is not according to sunnah. It is just ilajan, just for reformation, just for change. So then we have no right to demand from anybody conformance with that particular method. That is very important. Whether it is tabligh, or whether it is zikrullah, whether it is our madaris, whether it is our khanqas, or whatever it is, there must be that balance. That is where all the criticism starts, that you are considering this as compulsory, farz, wajib. So we don't consider it as farz and wajib, the method. But there is mentioned many, many ayat in the Quran Sharif about zikrullah. In the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the kitab as a Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi has compiled, Fazail al-Zikr. How many different wazifas in Zikrullah. So it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal that we have gathered here to take His Mubarak name. And our intention is our personal reformation and change, to bring into our hearts the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is the objective, that we create that love. So much of love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't question after that. Whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, we accept it, whether it is bitter for us or whether it is sweet for us. If a person is really interested in his islah, or if he is really interested in cure from his physical ailments, then he doesn't demand from the specialist and from the doctor and from the hakim that you must give me sweet medication because I have a sweet tooth. So therefore, this medication must be sweet. If it's not sweet, then I'm not going to accept it. That person who is really interested in a cure, he will drink the most bitter medicine. No matter how bitter it is, but he'll drink it because he's interested in a cure. So the laws of Sharia, sometimes we think that they are very difficult and harsh. But there's nothing difficult and there's nothing harsh. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, how is He going to give us harsh laws? But we, because of our environment, which we have created, It is of our own doing. Who creates the environment? We create the environment. I gave one example where we have brothers from other places here today, tonight, because it's holidays. So the example was that we cannot change the outside environment as we desire. It's not easy. It's difficult. But we can change the environment within our homes. If it is extremely hot, then we can have some air conditioner, some fan. We can change the temperature within our home, within the four walls of our home, within our business premises, within the big, big halls in which we are having programs, within the factory, wherever it is, within four walls we can change the temperature. We can bring in air conditioner or air conditioners and then adjust the temperature, and then we say that we have lovely, cool environment. But can we do that outside? Can we take all those air conditioners and stand in fresh air and say, now we're going to cool the whole world outside? Outside is going to be extremely hot. We can't go and connect all those air conditioners in fresh air. Now, our problem is that we are making a great effort to change that which is outside, and we are forgetting to change that which is inside, where we can find some kind of peace and sukoon, and where we can change the environment. We are not changing. All our effort is on the outside, that we want the whole world to change. Now, there's nothing wrong to have a desire like that and to make whatever effort we can make towards changing what is happening in the world. But how much of our voices are really going to help in changing the things that are happening in the world? But within our homes, we can change. Nobody forces us. There's no government regulation or legislation at all. There's no government legislation that we must watch the porn sites, we must watch the filth on the television screens, that we must have all those big, big cinema-sized screens now in our homes. Does any government tell us that? So then why should we complain after that if we are not finding peace and happiness within our homes and within our lives? Now, can we say that the laws of Islam are very harsh and very difficult, that we are told to get rid of these evils from our lives? To make namaz 5 times a day, what is the great difficulty in that? Allah Ta'ala would have said that make 50 namazes as was originally told to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the night of Mi'raj. Then we would have seen how good our Islam is. Here is just 5 namazes, and that too at such times of the day that it is easy to make. But if we create an environment where we make it difficult for ourselves to make the namaz at Asr time, and we say because of our business, Zuhr time because of business, Maghrib time because of meals, and Isha time because of sleep. Now, if we're going to create that, or Fajr time because we watch TV till very late at night, so we can't get up for Fajr. So can we say that Allah Ta'ala made the laws very harsh and difficult? Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that He has only sent 1% of that mercy of His into this world, because of which we show compassion and mercy to others. All the compassion and mercy that we show to others is just 1% of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. He has kept 99% with Him. Now imagine if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, just that 1% of that mercy that He has revealed in this world. There's so much of compassion. Animals also take care of their young ones. Parents have love for the children. And all the other mercy that is shown around in the world is just an effect of that 1%. So that merciful Allah Ta'ala, how can He give us very harsh and hard laws? He gave to the Bani Israel, because they were like that. But look at the mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen. So all laws of Islam are very simple, easy and practical. In our mind, it's the misconception that to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, you have to read so much of nafil namaz, you have to stand on your one leg and read wazifa 10,000 times, and then you have to go to the graveyard and dig up one grave and sleep in there for a few nights for the remembrance of death. Is that Islam? Islam is simple, it is easy, it's practical. But what I was explaining to you, giving you the example, that is the truth and that is the haqiqat and that's the reality that all of us are interested in changing the entire world. We want, everybody must change. Around the globe, everyone must change. Therefore, when we sit in our walimas and nikahs and birthday parties and engagement feasts and everywhere else, then we are always talking about how we can bring about a change in the whole world, which we can't do. We can just make a certain amount of effort, and it's required for a Muslim to make that kind of effort, to invite towards good and prohibit and forbid from evil. But we can't change the whole world. We can see that the changes that are coming in comparison with the speed with which evil is progressing, it's nothing. Look at the speed of good deeds and good actions and invitation towards good. And look at the speed of evil today. There are huge teams of people that are working just on cell phone technology, just one cell phone technology. Throughout the world, many, many countries, teams of people are working on new technology for competition. Every day there's a new thing that they come up with. It's a new feature on the cell phone. Now, how did they come up with that new feature? Because there's somebody that's applying his mind all the time on that. So look at the speed with which technology is progressing, and because of that, this technology which was supposed to be used for the good of man, there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with good car, with good home. There's nothing wrong with an aeroplane. There's nothing wrong with spaceship. There's nothing wrong with cell phone. There's nothing wrong with all these equipments. But what were they supposed to be used for? They were supposed to be used for constructive purposes. They were supposed to be used to bring peace and happiness into the lives of people. They were supposed to be used to provide some kind of speed, some kind of comfort. That is what they were supposed to be for. Before, it was extremely difficult if a person had to make a telephone call. He was stuck in the middle of the road somewhere. So first of all, he must flag down some car that was passing by. First, he must flag down some car. Fortunately, those days there was not so much of hijackings. Otherwise, these days, if the person had to flag down some car, then he too will go and his car will go too. So first we had to flag down some car. And if that driver has some kind of compassion and mercy, then we will tell him that when you reach home or when you get to the nearest call box, then phone so and so. Then if by chance you happen to get that so and so on the phone, then he will try and find and locate where you are. Now look at the new technology. The person has got cell phone in his pocket. Every car, somebody has got a cell phone. And if something has to happen, within seconds they can contact somebody. So there's nothing wrong with that. It made life easy. It made more comfortable. It made things which were in the past difficult. Now it made it easy. So who stops anybody from making use of such technology? However, when we start using that same technology after that, for evil purposes. Look at the invitation to sin today and the speed with which it is moving. On the one hand, we will say that there's nothing wrong with the usage of that technology for constructive purposes. But on the other hand, look at the speed with which they are inviting towards evil. Download this ringtone, this music, download this porn site, download this, download that. The invitation is just towards downloading all kinds of haram. And what it has done is it has corrupted the minds of the people that are using it. And instead of it being a tool for bringing some kind of happiness, peace and comfort in a person's life, it is bringing nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Look at the number of people who have been caught with crime because of the cell phones. So we are not going to condemn the cell phone technology, we are going to condemn the user of that technology. And that is what the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam did, that they did not condemn the technology. No Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said that you must not make use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. In fact, we have been told that Allah ta'ala has subjected for us the heavens and the earth. But what they did is made an effort on the hearts of the people. Because if those hearts come right, then the technology also will be used correctly. But if the hearts are not right, then they will be manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. That's what will happen. So we can change the environment within our homes. We can bring an air conditioner inside if it's very hot, and we can put the heater on if it's very cold. So outside can be freezing, outside can be snowing, but within our home there can be warmth because we have lit a fire or we have brought some heater inside. So our room atmosphere, our room temperature will be correct. So that we can do. Meaning that this little body of ours, we can bring about a change within ourselves. We can bring about a change within our homes. We can bring about a change within our families if we make the correct effort. But at least within ourselves, nobody can say that we cannot bring about a change. So if we are not bringing about this change, then we must blame ourselves. Do not blame Allah Ta'ala and say that Islam is difficult, Islam is difficult, Islam is not difficult. Nevertheless, because of the number of hujjaj that are returning and have returned from Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Tayyiba, our hearts are still there in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, even though Hajj is over. But now what will happen is as they return, we are going to ask, how was Mina, how was Arafat, how was Muzdalifa? How was your first tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif? How was your first gaze on the Kaaba Sharif? And then when we talk about Madina Sharif, then of course we will say that what was the excitement when you, how did you enter into Madina Sharif? Tell me something about that green dome when your eyes fell on it. Tell me something about when you stood at the Rosa Mubarak, when you conveyed salams to my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the feeling when you came so close to the beloved of Allah that you were hardly a meter away from his resting place? How was your entry into Riyazul Jannah? That place which Allah Ta'ala placed on the earth as a garden of Jannah. Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyadil Jannah. Between my home and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. A lover likes to hear about his beloved. Even if the name of the beloved is mentioned, the lover gets excitement in his heart. But the problem is we have given our hearts to the beloveds of this world, illicit beloveds, to the film actors and actresses. We have given it to the heroes and heroines, many of whom are high on heroin. So therefore, hearts don't find that kind of excitement when we talk about Madina Sharif. So let us listen to this Naat Sharif again and again.
اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن.
The real lazzat and real enjoyment is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This real enjoyment, true enjoyment. We are not told that we must not think of anything else. We have to think of our businesses, we have to think of our travels, we have to think of our wives, our children, we have to think of so many other things. But as long as they are in fulfillment of the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we love our parents, we love our children, we love our businesses, we love everything because it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. Why we love the business? Because it is a means of our livelihood. And to seek halal livelihood is a duty upon a Muslim. So that's why we love. So now if we are loving it because it is a hukam of Allah Ta'ala, so then we must be also careful that we are not violating that very Allah's laws when it comes to that business. The same with our family, with our children. There will be different kinds of demands. But we have to see that we are loving them because of Allah Ta'ala's hukam. Why don't we love everybody else's children like we love our own children? Who put that kind of love into the heart of the parents for the children? But provided those parents are also true in their being parents. Otherwise, the type of cases we deal with now are shocking. So, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. If you really want the beauty of the garden, if you really want the fragrance of all the flowers of the world, if you really want sukoon in the heart, if we really want peace and tranquility, then lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. A person can be sitting in a very beautiful garden. And there are such gardens in this world which are very, very beautiful. Allah Ta'ala Himself is the creator of those gardens. And there's nothing wrong if we sit in those gardens. But if a person has got a charge of murder on him, will he enjoy the fragrance of those flowers in that garden? A person with charge of murder, send him to a beautiful garden. Tell him to enjoy the fragrance and relax there. The next day there's going to be a verdict whether he's guilty or not guilty. He'll be sitting there, but he won't even realize that he's sitting there. His mind will be somewhere else. So who is it that gives the enjoyment of the gardens? It is Allah Ta'ala who gives it. So, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman, that those people who have really got this muhabbat and love for Allah Ta'ala and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are not in need of these gardens. They make use of these gardens, and if Allah Ta'ala gives it, then they make shukr over it. They don't reject it because it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To see beautiful flowers, beautiful trees and inhale beautiful fragrance is a ni'mat. They don't reject it. But if for some reason they don't have it, then they still have got gardens and those gardens are in their hearts. When they go to the worldly gardens, then they go with these gardens of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat which are in their hearts. So now it becomes Nurun ala Nur. And if they don't have that garden of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, or those flowers of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, or those fragrances of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, then wherever they go, they will go with thorns in the heart. Wherever they go, there will be thorns. Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Ghaflat, negligence. For many, many days we discussed this ghaflat. Ghaflat, negligence, that we just become totally unaware that Allah Ta'ala is watching everything that we are doing. In the privacy of our homes, we are different. Outside, we are different. We project an image of piety and taqwa and God fear in our outside. But when it comes to our hearts, when it comes to within our homes, then Allah Ta'ala is watching, we forget about that. So, ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Then that is just like a jungle. Or it is like that rubbish dump, which I have explained many times, that nobody wants to live near a rubbish dump. If due to circumstances the person has to live near a rubbish dump, then he will keep on writing to the municipality, he will keep on writing to the health department that we are being affected by this, try and remove this, move us away from here, give us a better place to stay. Or take your rubbish dump away from here. Nobody wants to be near a rubbish dump. So, ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. When the person is in ghaflat and negligence and engages in all kinds of sins and vices and evils, then he is very, very close to that rubbish dump. In fact, that rubbish dump is now inside his heart. So, if that rubbish dump is in a person's heart, then what kind of stench it will have? If the rubbish dump is close to us physically, so then what kind of stench we have to endure? So what if that rubbish dump is inside the person's heart, the rubbish of all kinds of sins? So then what's going to happen is that he is now all the time surrounded by that stench. So he will cheat in his business, he will deceive people, he will speak lies, he will not pay as promised. He will not be honest, he will not be truthful, the person is going to usurp the property of orphans, widows, This person will be swearing, cursing, shouting. He will behave like an animal because the rubbish dump is right inside his heart now. غَفْلَتْ كِي دُنْيَا هَي دَشْتُ وَدَمَنْ. So by means of zikrullah, the person removes that.
لَزَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هَي چَمَنْ اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن.
Whoever made hijrat in your name, that is the condition. The hijrat must be for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Then he will be in gardens, then he will get the spring, he will get the fountains in his heart. He will enjoy that qurb and ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. But provided his hijrat is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala.
Hey, zaruri gunahon ko bhi chod de. Hey, zaruri gunahon ko bhi chod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Hey, zaruri gunahon ko bhi chod de. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. If we are going to Makkah Sharif but we haven't given up sins, we are going to Madinah Sharif but we haven't made tark of sins, we haven't given up sins, so we can say we're making hijrat and we're going. But he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Without giving up those sins, the person's hijrat also has got no effect. People left this country and went to different parts of the world for different reasons. They made hijrat. Everybody says they made hijrat. So he says, he zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. If you are leaving one city and going to another, where you small children go, that's it. Sorry.
اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
It is not just the giving up of your city, your town. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. If you have to ask some lover that which is the most beloved city to you, he'll say the city in which my beloved resides. That is the true ashik. He'll say, with the city in which my beloved Shaykh stays, that's my best. That's the best city. The city in which my asatiza of the Quran Sharif stay, that's the best. Or somebody will say, the city in which my fiancé is, that's the best. Fiancé, they say, with a little bit of change, it comes to finance. So somebody will say that that's the city most beloved to me. Somebody will say my mother-in-law where she stays, that's the best. Different people who have got love for someone or the other, they will say that that's the city that I love most. And this is human nature, that wherever a person's beloved resides, the person's heart is there. Now once again I'm repeating that this is where our problem rises, that this love was a very, very special commodity. It was a priceless treasure that Allah Ta'ala had given to man and to the believers. We have given it to the wrong people or we have used it in the wrong places. Otherwise, through this love, the person reaches Allah Ta'ala. Through this love, he reaches Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Through this love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he reaches Jannat. That's how priceless it is. So he says, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. Wherever is the شہر and the city of the محبوب, that is the city of the beloved, of the lover, most beloved city to the lover. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. Then he says, if that is the case with those people of this world, that their hearts are wherever their beloveds reside, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، what must I say about the enjoyment that I get when I'm in Madina Sharif. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. How I wish and desire that Madina Sharif should be my permanent place of abode and residence. For what reason? Only one reason, that is that my Mehboob Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Mehboob of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the khulasa of kainat, jameelo mein ajmal, sharifo mein ashraf, kamilo mein akmal, تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he resides there. اللہ تعالیٰ chose that as the place of his hijrat and that as the place of his resting. So that is why my heart, he says, is there.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
All of you will also say آمین on that and desire that, whether we get it or not Allah تعالیٰ knows, but our desire at least will reach Allah تعالیٰ.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو، کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو، زندہ باد اے وطن، 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 زندہ باد اے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل درد دل من محبت لب و اللہ مزبین میں ہاتھ غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ ہدیتنا وہب لنا من لدنک رحمہ انک انت الوہاب او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ کریم اللہ یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth.
My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. From the time we became of age up till now, you have seen, my beloved Allah, how much we have engaged in sins and disobedience. You are well aware of everything that we have done. You have seen every move and every action of ours. You could have seized us there and then and destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us there and then. But how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful and forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you give us so much to eat and drink. You did not bring embarrassment and shame upon us. You concealed our sins, my beloved Allah. Where will we have another Allah? There is no other Allah besides you. Tere siwa koi maabood nahi. Tere siwa koi masjood nahi. Tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. There is no other Allah besides you. We have believed in your oneness, my beloved Allah. We have believed in your greatness. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have believed in you as most forgiving, most merciful, most beneficent, most compassionate and kind. Forgive each and every one of us, because that is something that's most beloved to you, the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are turning towards you, my Allah. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Allah. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. We haven't extended our bowls before some idol that cannot see us, cannot help us, cannot listen to us. My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my Allah. How foolish we are, my beloved Allah. How foolish we are when we think that there is no one watching us in the darkness of the night. You who bless billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves and your servants, my Allah. No matter how far we may have gone from deen, from sharia, from Quran and sunnah, but we are your slaves. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home that we can beg. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then too, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. You blessed man with the technology of computer chip. Billions of pieces of information can vanish with just one press of a delete button. My beloved Allah, press the delete button over our sins. You have given man the technology of dynamite sticks that blow away huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with your qurb and your closeness. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with such love of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us who are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. My beloved Allah, we know that physical ailments can sometimes be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely sinful servants of yours, my Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. And even for those whom it is a rahmat and a mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Bless everyone with shifa. Bless everyone with complete shifa. My beloved Allah, so many have undergone operations. So many will be undergoing operations. So many have met up with accidents. Bless everyone with complete shifa. So many have passed away, my beloved Allah. Forgive them, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem to their kith and kin and family members. Those who are returning from Hajj, my beloved Allah, make their Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Make them ambassadors of Islam, my Allah. Bless them, my beloved Allah, with acceptance of the du'as that they made in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah and every other place. Accept their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. In all the ni'mats and bounties that you have blessed us with. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our disobedience. Don't test us, my Allah. Don't test us. On the day of Qiyamah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Cause us to cross full sirat like lightning. My beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, bless us with shade under your throne. Death is sure to come, my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or porn sites of the internet or filthy magazines in our hands. Death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun kaash hota madine mein mera watan tamanna hai ki gulzar e madina ab watan hota wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن یا اللہ ایز روزہ مبارک آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ود الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله Let our souls depart. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much He begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Makkah, Mukarrama, Tawaf of the Kaaba, between Safa and Marwa, at the Multazam, wherever He made du'as for us, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless our families with that goodness, bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, all the corruption, all the fitnas, all the tests and trials that he asked for protection from, Ya Allah, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. throughout the world, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam is going through very, very difficult times. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. But those who have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. And they will continue with the suppression and oppression and tyranny. My beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of this earth. Create division and disunity amongst the rank. Ya Allah, send the gale force winds against them. My beloved Allah, bless the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with protection from all the fitnas. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials, the sicknesses and diseases of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.